34-2. Lions won the first meeting this year, 34-24 in week one. But you look at what's happened with Minnesota. Their season started off in miserable fashion. They've actually been able to turn it around a little bit and get back in it. But as much speculation as there is about Jim Schwartz's future, equal the speculation about Leslie Frazier.
No question. As a matter of fact, most of the speculation out there is unlike Jim Schwartz. It's not mixed. I would say it's 80-20. He's on the way out the door.
And Dean Kleinschmidt, great trainer for the Lions in his 40th year of service as a trainer, and a guy that has been really all over the world of football out there as one of the honorary captains today. Nice touch by the franchise. Great guy. And a guy that is so valuable in getting these players ready to go each and every week. Out there for the coin toss today with our referee, Tony Corrente. So let's find out which team will get the ball first.
You're going to call it right here.
This is your head? This is your tail? What will your call be?
Call the head.
Detroit calls heads. It is heads. You win the toss. You can defer. Detroit has won the toss, elected to defer their choice in the second half. You want the football. Which goal do you want to receive? Minnesota will receive. Let's have a great game, man.
Dean Kleinschmidt calls heads. It comes up heads. Lions defer. Vikings will get it first and move left to right across your radio dial. Right now from the broadcast booth to the field, let's check in with Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, one player the Lions don't want to make a difference in today's game is Vikings kick returner Cordarrelle Patterson. In fact, had a chance to talk to John Bonamago, the special teams coordinator, earlier today, and he said that their plan is to keep it away from Patterson. No matter where he is, the ball will not reach him. In fact, he said if Patterson touches the ball today, it will be, quote, an accident. So the Lions definitely want to keep Patterson out of the game plan. By the way, even though I do run the risk of being made fun of by both you and Jim, the Metrodome, because of the single-digit temperatures outside, it's kind of a frosty 68 degrees in here. Usually this building is kept right around 72, but like the old Silverdome, the way the Metrodome's constructed means that the climate indoors changes with the climate outdoors. Obviously there's a lot of people here that should warm the place up, but it's still the chilliest dome in the NFL, and I'll be so glad when this place is a crater after this game is done.
Tony, I don't think you'll be so glad next year when they're playing outdoors, and the fact that it's -2 outside with a wind chill of -21, I think you should be very happy that you're in here.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
And back in the days of the energy crisis, they told you to keep your thermostat at home at 68 degrees. You're just spoiled.
There's so many great memories of this place. One of them, we should bring it up now, when Tony Ortiz told us about the wind chill factor here at the Dome.
One of a kind, man. Here we go. Final game of the season. Kickoff brought to you by your next truck, Ford F-150. Is going to go for a touchback. Vikings will get it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. As they come out, led by Matt Castle, and they have had something of a quarterback carousel this year. And right now it is Castle and trying to prove, as Brandy said, that he can be the guy for next year. But there's also a lot of thought, Brandy, that with a high draft pick, they may be drafting a quarterback. Just another team who could have a different head coach and a different philosophy and a much different look a year from now. First and 10 Vikings, they scrimmage from their own 20. No Adrian Peterson today, inactive. No backs on first down. Lions jump, looked like Ziggy Ansah might have been in on the right side.
Neutral zone infraction, defense number 94. Step in neutral zone, causing an offensive player to lift. 5-yard penalty remains first down.
That's a free five for the Vikings. It'll be first and five from there. Matt Asiata checks in. He's the running back for Minnesota. Toby Gerhart also scratched today. So the top two backs for the Vikings, not in uniform.
And I think you've got to look at the matchup. Greg Jennings against Darius Slay. At one corner.
Castle wants to throw. Looks right now left. Now comes middle. Throws, got a complete first down to the 33-yard line. Chase Fours. His tight end makes the catch. Taken down immediately by DeAndre Levy. But that's a first down for Minnesota. Gain of 8. They move the ball to the 33-yard line. Just underway here in Minneapolis. Final game of the season for both of these teams.
One thing Castle brings with him, the ability to read and go to the second and third choice. That time his tight end was his third choice in that route, and he completed the pass.
They give him the 34 on the spot. Handoff goes to Asiata. He's dragged down from behind as he gets to the 38-yard line by Nick Fairley. Gain of four on the play. Castle lucky he got back that time. Looked like he tripped on the way and was falling as he handed the ball to his running back.
Well, so often you get a play where the guard pulls and he steps on the foot of the quarterback. This time it was the fullback who actually, I think, got a piece of the foot of Castle and forced him to stumble.
It is second down and six now, Vikings. From their own 38, opening drive. Castle to throw. Straight drop. Sets. Throws. Middle of the field. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Chase Ford, with DeAndre Levy in coverage. May have gotten a piece of the ball before it got to Ford.
That time, the Lions brought Louis Delmas from the safety position, lined him up on the ball, and brought him off the edge on a blitz. And I tell you what, DeAndre Levy stayed right with the tight end. That's good coverage. He's had a wonderful year. All the problems the Lions had have had this season, DeAndre Levy has not been one of them, in my judgment.
Second in the NFL and interceptions coming in. Third down here. The Lions, the number one third down defense in the league. Third and six. Castle to throw. Does underneath. Ford short of the first down. Taken down at the 40-yard line by Rasheem Mathis. And that'll bring up fourth down. Big pressure coming that time from Willie Young off the edge.
Now, Castle felt it and had to check down. And when you got a third and long situation, that works for the Lions defense. You check it down underneath that first down marker, and you force the kick. And that's what the Lions defense did.
Jeff Locke to punt. Jeremy Ross back deep for Detroit, standing on the 14-yard line to our right. Locke's got it. Gets it off. Drives it with his left leg. Ross to his right. Makes the catch to 17. Straight up the gut. Leaps at the 22 and taken down as he gets to the 25-yard line by Larry Dean. Backup linebacker doing good work on special teams. 43-yard punt. 8-yard return. And the Lions have it for the first time this afternoon. Our first quarter is brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
You know, since this is the last game here at the Dome, we got a... During the game, bring up some of the memories of your Vikings-Lions matchups.
I like this building. I got to be honest. I mean, I know the amenities that need to be improved, and they do need a new one, but it's got a lot of character. First and 10 for the Lions. They go on the ground. Inside handoff to Reggie Bush. Tries the middle of that line. Gets a couple from the 25 to the 27-yard line. Chad Greenway stacks him up.
Real quickly, one of the memories I have of the Lions-Vikings series, one of the first pro football games I ever saw. I was just a kid. High school coach took me to a game at Tiger Stadium. Jim Marshall played for the Vikings, and a cornerback, I'll never forget his name, Ursel McBee, played cornerback for the Vikings. We met him after the game, and he was dressed in a Superfly outfit. He was really dressed to the nines.
Second and 8 for the Lions. Stafford's got it. Gives Bush right side. Finds a hole. Cross the 30 and out to the 33-yard line. About 2 yards shy of a first down, third and 2 coming up. Robert Blanton comes up from his safety position to make the stop.
That is Reggie Bush being patient there. He kind of stutter-stepped at the line of scrimmage, waited for his blocks to develop, and then found the crease and got through it. That's good running.
Third and 2 for the Lions. Opening quarter, scoreless so far. 4 receivers in the game for Detroit. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun. Sellout crowd making noise. Stafford's got it. Straight drop. Looks. Throws. Got it complete. Burleson with it. First down. Across the 35. Out to the 37-yard line. Covered up immediately by Robert Blanton. That's a gain of 4. As we say, a fresh set of downs for the Lions. Mostly, this place has been a house of horrors. Two games jump out at me. One in the 0-16 season. The bogus pass interference call in the end that cost the Lions a victory. And 2, the 2011 season, that big comeback they had in the second half, which led to a season of improbable comebacks. Here come the Lions now on first and 10. From their own 37, long count by Stafford. Now he's got it, gives to Joyke Bell. Bell is cut down immediately, got a yard to the 38, but Chad Greenway dropped him there.
You talk about a house of horrors, this place. For a lot of years, they had the turf out here and a baseball stadium with 2x4s covering the base paths and pitcher's mound, and it was very uneven. We saw a lot of injuries to knees out here, and who'll ever forget Billy Sims?
Yep.
And those are the kinds of things that this building brings back to Lions fans in your House of Horrors comment.
Second and nine now. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Wants to throw. Flares it out right side. Got it to Joyke Bell. Joyke to the 40. Spins out of a tackle there. Picks up a couple of extra yards to the 43-yard line. Mike Maughty makes the tackle for Minnesota. The Lions once again a look at a third and four coming up from their own 43.
You know, this is the kind of offense Lions run when they don't have Calvin Johnson, because there is no deep threat. There's no big chunk play out there unless you get a ball to a receiver and he makes somebody miss and goes. You don't have that, I think, threat without Calvin in the game that somebody can get behind the defense.
Third and four, Stafford out of the gun. Joyke Bell to his right. Scoreless game, 9:40 to go, first quarter. Matthews got it. Looks, rolls to his right now. Sidearm throws, got it complete. Nope, they're going to say it skipped in as it was picked up by Kevin Ogletree, and the Lions will have to punt it away.
You don't like to call the Lions a dink and dunk team, but without Calvin, they kind of look like it, don't they?
Well, they need to open things up. With Calvin, the field is wide open. Without him, I think teams are saying, you know what, beat us if you can. Marcus Sherrill's back deep. We know what he's capable of. He's had some big plays against the Lions in the past. Sam Martin to punt. Sherrill standing on the 9-yard line to our left. Sam's got it. Good punt. Hangs it high. Sherrill's camps under it. Makes the catch at the 12. Makes the first man miss. Trying to get the edge on the right side. Turns it up at the 15. Gets to the 20. Don Carey's got him at the 23. And taken down at the 24-yard line. It's a 44-yard punt, 11-yard return, and the Vikings have it back. 9:21 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless here at the Metrodome. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe here, and it's true, I have visited a lot of job sites. The truck I see more than any other, the Ford F-Series pickup. But don't take my word for it.
I put this truck through some abuse. I tow all the time, towing Bobcats, excavators, materials, blocks, just lots of heavy weight.
I was able to work every day pulling people out of snowdrifts.
Now, Ford wants to hear what you have to say about your F-Series truck. You could win a trip to see your favorite sports team play on the road. All you have to do is go to Ford.com, check out either the F-150 or the Super Duty, hit the We Own Work Get Started button, click on the link to the truck cards, create one of your own. You'll battle your truck card against other truck cards and earn points. Just another way to put your truck to work.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Ends 8/31/14. Open to registered members of Ford Social website who are legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Official rules available at social.ford.com/leaderboard rules.
Crown Royal presents Becoming a King.
Hi, I'm a Hall of Fame athlete. I've always loved basketball, but it didn't always love me back. When I first started, I could rebound and run, but shooting and passing with accuracy were a mystery. But commitment grew, and I got a little taller, too. In the end, I created a whole other game above the rim. I'm Dr. J, and here's to a career of greatness. Crown Royal, rain on.
Crown Royal, blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013 to Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Drive through McDonald's today and treat your taste buds with the new Dollar Menu and more for $1, $2, or $5. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Back at the Metrodome, today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official healthcare of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Let us say we appreciate all of our sponsors and everything they've done throughout the year to be a part of our broadcast. Vikings have it. Cordero Patterson lines up as the deep back in an eye. They fake the give to him. Castle rolls, throws underneath, got it complete. Chase Ford, right side, up and over Lewis Delmas, and Delmas caught his leg and drops him at the 36-yard line. 12-yard gain and a first down for Minnesota.
Well, that's that naked bootleg play, and, well, everybody runs it. I think Green Bay runs it better than most. Castle fakes the hard run going to the left and then bails out to the right on a bootleg, and Willie Young chooses to rush the passer, and the tight end gets open behind him.
Vikings go empty. Castle out of the gun. First and 10 now from their own 36. Lions show blitz. Here they come. They bring five. Castle quick throw left side. Got it complete. It is Greg Jennings. Short gain to the 37-yard line. Got one on the play. It'll be second down and 9.
That's a good open field tackle out there by Tulloch, isn't it?
One of the bright spots for the Lions this year has been that linebacking core. You talked about Levy. Tulloch has been good. Ashley Simpson, Ashley Palmer, when called upon, has done a nice job for this team as well. A lot of times he'll come out in nickel formations, but when he's been in there, he's done a nice job. Second down and nine now. I formation behind Castle. Asiata the deep back. Castle's got it. Turns, gives to Asiata straight up the middle. Finds some room. 40-yard line, 42, 43 before he's taken down. It's a gain of six on the play. It'll bring up now third and three. DeAndre Levy and Ndamukong Suh team up to make the stop.
We should mention Suh and Ndamukong and Calvin both making Pro Bowl team. A great honor for them. And
well deserved.
And as much heat as Ndamukong Suh gets, guess what? He's in Hawaii.
And his peers obviously believe that he belongs there. And I don't think there's any doubt that he does. He lines up at left defensive end here on third down and three. Vikings from their own 43. Castle's got it. Looks left. Now comes back right. Throws. Got it complete. First down. Jerome Simpson in Lions territory and down to the 44-yard line.
That's that matchup against Darius Slay, the rookie. And Castle, veteran quarterback's going to pick on that if he can. And the other thing they're doing to Sue down that slant cut, when you line Sue up out of defensive end, that tackle cuts him and gets his hands down.
Gets the 43 on the spot, 17 on the game. First down, Minnesota. As they move into Lion territory, first down from the Lion 43. Castle to throw again. Stepping up in the pocket. Throws underneath, complete to Asiata. Inside the 40 and drilled as he gets down to the 38-yard line by Stephen Tullock. Gain of five. Eight. Make it 6:25 to go first quarter. Scoreless game here in Minneapolis. So far, Castle 6 out of 7, 43 yards. He'll work from the gun here with Asiata to his left. Two receivers left, one right. Second and five. Castle's got it, looking right. Back shoulder throw, wanted Simpson, and Simpson never turned around. Simpson was running straight down the field, covered by Darius Slay. Castle went back shoulder. Simpson never knew it was coming, and it sailed right by him.
Lions came up field with a blitz as Gunther Cunningham rolled the dice to get pressure. They had Delmas coming off the edge, and he also had a linebacker looping around in there. So they brought two guys off the Vikings left, and Castle saw it and got rid of the football, and he had the right play called. It's just that the receiver wasn't on the same page.
Vikings are one out of two on third down so far today. It is third and five from the Lion 38. Castle out of the gun. Asiata to his right. Castle's got it. Lions bring the blitz. Castle in trouble. He slips away from Don Carey. Now throws underneath. And it is in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. Ashley Palmer got a hand on it. Knocked it up in the air. And it was almost caught for a first down. But it falls incomplete.
Well, Don Carey's the blitzer. He came in free, unblocked, but out of control. You've got to stay under control when you've got that quarterback in your sights. Don't let a guy like Castle make you miss. Boy, that's one where Don Carey wishes he had it back.
Asiata was the player who almost got it after the deflection. Boy, I tell you what, they're probably on the edge of Walsh's field goal range, but they'll opt to punt here on fourth down and five. Be about a 57-yarder. He's got that in him if he's healthy.
I agree with that.
And goodness gracious, long field goals have been money against the Lions of late. Hang on a second. Play clock's at zero. Too much time? What do we have?
Delay game. Offense. 5-yard penalty remains. Fourth down.
And that will just give Locke a little more room to work with here.
Well, and the Lions actually went with their safe punt cover. Their defense is out there. Sue and all these other guys. They were kind of thinking maybe the Vikings might pull a fast one.
See what we have here. Locke set to punt. Ross back deep. Locke's got it. Gets it off. Hangs it high. Ross settles under it. Calls for a fair catch to the 7-yard line and makes it. And that's where the Lions will take over. We have a scoreless game in Minneapolis. 5:49 to go first quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Now's a great time to lease a 2014 Ford Focus during the Dream Big Sales Event at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Right now, current Easy Plan lessees can lease a 2014 Focus SE front-wheel drive for $169 a month for 24 months with $629 due at signing. Plus, for a limited time, get a sink and sound package with leather seating worth $1,190 at no extra charge. Cash due includes first month's payment, acquisition fee, and waived security deposit. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Some payments higher, some lower. Payment includes $500 or no bonus cash for RCL RCO lessees who currently lease a Ford product and lease again through Ford Credit. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by January 2nd, 2014. Sound and sync discount excludes S model. Lease a 2014 Ford Focus for only $169 a month during the Dream Big Sales Event and get a sync and sound package with leather seating at no extra charge. See your Southeast Michigan Ford dealer today.
A message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
In 1988, my law partner and I established ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men, right here in Michigan. We are dedicated to representing men in divorce and making sure they are treated fairly. Call us and we can explain the law to you and what can be done to protect your rights. If you become a client, you will be represented by a firm that has pioneered the concept of fair treatment for men in court. Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326 or on the web at adamdivorcelaw.com.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Family-owned and operated for 45 years.
Hey, our first half Bell Tire Dream Game winner this week is Kristen Grierson of Commerce Township. If you want to live out your dream of playing a game on the turf at Ford Field, go to belltire.com, register to win. Brought to you by Bell Tire, the Lions Radio Network, and 97.1 The Ticket.
Great place to live, Commerce Township.
Nice area, if I may borrow a phrase. Here come the Lions on first down. Reggie Bush trying to bounce it out to the right, nothing doing. He'll lose yardage. They started at the 7, and they're going to say Reggie's down at the 5. Loss of 2, Aaron Henderson and Robert Blanton team up to take him down.
When you're coming out there from your own goal line, you can't dance around. You got to get to the line of scrimmage and get something. And Reggie, when he got the ball, started to make a move to the right and run laterally, and that's just a recipe for tackle for loss.
Got to be careful here. Matthew Stafford will work from the gun. He'll be standing on his own goal line. Second and 12. Stafford's got it. Drops into the end zone. Looks right, throws right. Got a complete Bush. Right flat. And Bush able to get back to the 6-yard line. Picked up a yard. And that's going to bring up third and 11. Chris Cook took him down.
And again, there's just nothing deep. The Lions just don't have that threat. And I think the Vikings know it. And they're just getting up tight on the football. Anything to the edges. They got linebackers and corners up there. And the Lions don't have anything that's going to threaten the Vikings, I don't think, deep.
Well, we've seen it before. We saw it in Green Bay when Calvin didn't play. Lions offense just has trouble opening up a defense when he's not in there.
Let's see if you can screen him.
Third and 11. Stafford straight drop to the end zone. Set up a screen. There it is. Got it to Reggie. Reggie to the 10. Reggie trying to cut it outside. He gets the 11-yard line, and that's it. Robert Blanton took him down. Gain of 5. It'll be fourth down, and the Lions will have to punt it away.
Well, the Lions are losing the battle of field position right now because their offense hasn't been able to get anything going.
Viking defense has had its trouble this year. Totally, they're 31 in total defense in the NFL, 32nd against the pass. So other teams have had good luck in terms of moving it through the air, but the Lions, not much today early in this one. Here's the punt by Sam Martin. Sherrill's going to let it hit, and it does at the 50. Takes a Lions bounce to the 45, to the 40, and inside the 35, and down to the 32-yard line, into the 31 before they finally down it. So statistically, that's going to look like a great one for Sam Martin. 58 yards with no return. We're scoreless here in Minnesota. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Bell Tire is celebrating the end of the year with, you guessed it, a year-end clearance. If you need tires, get them during our year-end clearance and get the lowest tire price, period, plus up to an extra $50 off a set of 4 new passenger or light truck tires installed. See store for full details. Save on top brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Mastercraft, and more. All at the lowest tire price period. And get up to an extra $50 off during our big year-end clearance event now through Tuesday. Plus, our Bell Tire installation package includes services others can't offer at any price, like free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, and more. Don't miss Bell Tire's year-end clearance, the lowest tire price period, plus up to an extra $50 off a set of any four tires. But hurry, because just like this year, our year-end clearance will soon be over.
Bell Tire.
Don't miss Bell Tire's year-end clearance and get up to an extra $50 off a set of four tires. For the Bell Tire near you or sale details, go to belltire.com. Hurry, sale ends Tuesday. Bell Tire.
Jim Brandstetter here with some good advice. If you're in an accident, don't fumble the ball. Don't let the insurance company get an advantage. If you're pressured to sign something, don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company take you out of the game. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
Celebrating those who rise to the occasion, raise a glass of the whiskey made for kings. Crown Royal, Reign On. Please drink responsibly.
Tip of the cap to my broadcast partner, Jim Brandstetter, who flew all night to be here after Michigan's game last night. Red eyes are never fun. Red eyes when you got to go straight to work, even less fun, but you are pro.
Well, when you go from the desert in Arizona on a beautiful day of 75 degrees to minus 2, boy, that really puts from the sublime to the ridiculous to the test.
First and 10 Vikings now from their own 31. Castle to throw. Looks right. Unloads. Got it complete. It is caught. Jarius right. Middle of the field. 40, 45. And out to midfield before he's taken down by Glover Quinn and DeAndre Levy. 19 yards and a first down for the Vikings.
And Dan, there's no place I'd rather be than sitting right here with you broadcasting this Lions football game.
We are glad you're here and appreciate the folks that got you here safely.
Yep. God bless the airlines. Buffalo Wild Wings people did a great job, too. They had a car waiting for me after the game so I could catch a direct from Phoenix to Minneapolis.
First and 10 Vikings from midfield. Cordero Patterson on the reverse. Started left, now coming back to the right. Going to run it. 45, 40, flag down. 30, 25, 20, 15. Got the angle on Delmas, and he's into the end zone. But hang on, there is a flag down. Matt Castle with a big block to help spring him free. Will it stand 50 yards if it does? Don Carey down for the Lions and not getting up. And that is the area where the flag was thrown.
Well,
holding defense number 32. It was up for the play. Touchdown.
Don Carey called for the hold, and he's the player that's down injured on the field being looked at by the Lions medical staff now. So the touchdown will stand up.
And Dan,
Daryl Patterson, who has now scored a touchdown in five straight games, has become an electric player for these Vikings. We'll take a break. Come right back. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Bell Tire is celebrating the end of the year with, you guessed it, a year-end clearance. If you need tires, get them during our year-end clearance and get the lowest tire price period, plus up to an extra $50 off a set of four new passenger or light truck tires installed. See store for full details. Save on top brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Mastercraft, and more. All at the lowest tire price period. And get up to an extra $50 off during our big year-end clearance event now through Tuesday. Plus, our Bell Tire installation package includes services others can't offer at any price, like free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, and more. Don't miss Bell Tire's year-end clearance, the lowest tire price period, plus up to an extra $50 off a set of any four tires. But hurry, because just like this year, our year-end clearance will soon be over.
Bell Tire.
Don't miss Bell Tire's year-end clearance and get up to an extra $50 off a set of four tires. For the Bell Tire near you or sale details, go to belltire.com. Hurry, sale ends Tuesday. Bell Tire.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon. Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, invites you to try your favorite toppings on Buddy's multi-grain crust, a thinner crust loaded with 9 grains. Buddy's, proudly serving Metro Detroiters for over 68 years.
Don Carey up and off the field under his own power. Vikings lead it 6-0. 50-yard run off the reverse by Cordero Patterson.
And that was a reverse that's a reverse reverse. I mean, I think Patterson runs the first reverse, and then on his own. I mean, this is designed. He comes back the other way. And, boy, it's a nice play. And with Patterson, great open field runner and speed, that's a dangerous play for a defense.
Fifth consecutive touchdown. Fifth consecutive game with a touchdown for him as Walsh nails the extra point. And it's now the Vikings leading by a score of 7-0, 2:41 to go first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
In the battle against the elements, in the fight against high energy bills, Wallside puts the win in windows during our winter window sale. It's a full-out assault against winter with every second window free. Buy three, get three more free. Buy six, get six more free. Then for a very limited time, 5 years no interest. Put the win in your window purchase. Call Wallside now during our winter window sale. 1-800-521-7800.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
All right, back at the Metrodome, it is Minnesota leading by a score of 7-0. Lions will get the football back. Jeremy Ross standing in the end zone to our right. Blair Walsh set to kick it off. Walsh is ready. Here's the run up and the kick. Sends it on its way. Ross angles to his right and watches it sail out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. It'll be first and 10 Lions to their own 20. As they make their way onto the field, let's send it back to Dan Hasty in the 1-800 Call Sam Studios for an NFL update.
Afternoon, guys. Indianapolis on top of Jacksonville, 14-0. Two touchdown runs, one each for Donald Brown and Trent Richardson, first quarter. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh leads Cleveland 7-0. Jericho Cotchery, a touchdown in Atlanta. Tony Gonzalez, his final game. Falcons lead the Panthers 7-0. Carolina needs a win to clinch the South. Guys.
All right, thank you very much. Right here, it's the Lions with it. Down 7, first and 10 from their own 20. Bush and Riddick both in there, each to one side of Stafford, who's in the gun. Matthew takes, fakes the handoff, rolls right, looks for Riddick, not there. Now he loads up, wanted to throw deep. Now he's in trouble, going to get hit, going to go down. Sacked back at the 14-yard line by Jared Allen, and that will send the terrific defensive end into double digits for the seventh consecutive year in sacks.
Well, there's a play right there where, hey, Matthew Stafford's got to throw it away. He looked deep, and he saw nothing there, so he's already out of the pocket. Just throw it away. Don't lose the 8 yards or the 6 yards on the sack.
Lost six, so it is second and 16 for Detroit. Stafford shifts Bush from his left to his right, working out of the gun. Matthews got it, gives to Reggie. Not much there. Taken down at the 15, maybe a yard. Robert Blanton, safety, with the stop. It's good out of T.O. on the sidelines.
Dan and Jim, injury update on Don Carey. It's a left knee injury. His return to the game is doubtful. In fact, they're bringing the cart out for him right now, guys. They're going to take him off into the locker room for further examination.
All right, Tony, thanks. Lions looking at a third and 14 from their own 16.
Well, that secondary's a mash unit, isn't it?
Yep, not much there. A lot of injuries. Stafford empty out of the gun. Vikings show blitz. Got six men right up on that line. Stafford stares down that defense. Now he's got it. Rolls to his right, being chased, goes underneath. Got it to Fourier. Fourier went to jump over a man, and he jumped a little too early, and he came down like he was going to give him a karate chop or something, like a karate kick. And it just didn't work. Got out to the 23-yard line. Gained seven on the play. Robert Blanton will get credit for the tackle, and for his efforts, I think he probably got a boot to the chest.
That was one of the weakest leaps I believe I've ever seen.
Sam Martin to punt. He's Woo-hoo. Got it. Wow, that's a rocket. Sherrills retreats all the way back to his 15-yard line. Sherrills trying to get the edge right side. Slips a couple of tackles. Couple more. 29. And taken down there with a flag down.
Yeah, you're going to get a block in the back there.
62-yard punt. 14-yard return. But it would appear the Vikings will lose field position because of the penalty coming up, which could be on number 56, Mike Maughty. This is a great punt by Sam Martin. I guess that attempted leap over the tackler is the equivalent of somebody sliding 10 feet too early.
There is no foul
for
the legal block in the back as the contact was made on the shoulder.
You got to be kidding me.
No, he's not. He actually meant that.
Yeah, he throws the flag. He saw the penalty, and now he picks it up because it was thrown on the shoulder?
Lions going to have to figure something out offensively because right now they just don't have anything going. And without Calvin Johnson, Brandy, as you've talked about, that big play, quick strike seems to be taken out of their repertoire.
Well, it's not just that, but what it is the defense is compressed. You know, they can now get play. Basically, they can play a 10-yard or a 12-yard defensive field. They don't have to back up and play 15, 20, 25 yards because they know there's nobody that's going to get behind them there. So that brings the defense much closer to the line of scrimmage, makes it much tougher for the offense to maneuver. When you spread a defense out, it gives you as an offense more space. When you compress that defense, that's what they talk about when you get down into the red zone near the goal line. The field's smaller. It's more difficult. There are more bodies in a more confined space. Out in the middle of the field, if you don't have that threat, that field smalls up. It
right,
compresses.
So you're Matthew Stafford. What do you have to do to loosen things up? How do you beat this? It's going to take patience and long drives?
It's going to take patience and long drives. But you also have to have your receivers beat guys and make a missed tackle. Yards after the catch, that's how you spread them out. If they're going to get compressed, if they're going to make it a 10, 12-yard field, then you have to make a guy miss. It's that old story. You've talked about it. If it's one-on-one, you got to win that battle.
Right.
You win that battle, now all of a sudden, those safeties are going to have to back out of there a little bit because they're going to have to protect their corners if they miss tackles. And that's what you've got to do. The individual player, whether it's they're playing zone or man-to-man, you got to beat the guy off ball first as a receiver. You can catch a short pass and you can lengthen the defense, but you got to make that defender miss the first one. Now the rest of the defense has to pay attention.
Vikings have it first and 10 from their own 29. Asiata on the run across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Got three on the play. Going to bring up second down and seven. Steven Tulloch with the tackle. The Vikings can let the quarter run out if they choose to. Leading by a score of 7-0 here. Only touchdown of the game. 50-yard run on a reverse by Cordero Patterson. And in fact, they will let it run down. First quarter's gone. Vikings lead this one by seven. We'll head for the second. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between getting the kids ready for school in the morning, getting to work on time, grocery shopping, doing the laundry, and all the usual family craziness that goes on,
I don't have time to figure out which health insurance plan to choose.
If you need help deciding on a health plan, you can be confident that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has the answers you need and is ready to help.
I just want to have somebody lay it all out for me, tell me my options, show me what I have to do and how much it's going to cost. But it needs to be someone who knows their stuff, someone I trust.
More people choose Blue Cross because they offer access to the most doctors in Michigan, the best doctors, and you can take your family to practically every hospital. Plus, their wide choice of plans means you'll be able to find a plan that changes when your life changes.
And Blue Cross has an easy-to-use website that helped me choose the right plan for my family on my own time.
For help choosing a plan that's right for you, visit bcbsm.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
When it comes to tackling, the Detroit Lions defense takes their job very seriously.
You like that? You want some more? Let's go.
And when it comes to tackling cancer, well, the Josephine Ford Cancer Institute and the Detroit Lions take this mission very, very seriously.
Here I come, lung cancer. Deep breath, baby. Deep breath.
Like I said, the Josephine Ford Cancer Institute and your Detroit Lions take tackling cancer very, very seriously. And they need you to get in the game.
Stage 3 cancer? Stage 4? You best be exiting stage left.
Go online now to GameOnCancer.com.
Woo-hoo! You hear that, cancer? That's the remission train coming into state. Here I come.
14,000 people are treated at Henry Ford each year. So hit cancer hard at GameOnCancer.com. The Josephine Ford Cancer Institute, the Detroit Lions, and you tackling cancer together.